Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. We have got a ton of news to go through, so we're going to get right to it, starting episode 118 here with an update from Transworld. New for 2018, Transworld is very excited to announce the Party of the Year. On Friday night, March 23rd, come celebrate our 10th year in St. Louis and be prepared to enter the great beyond. Walk into the afterlife and accept your immortality at Club Eternity. Our everlasting multi-tiered cabaret entices you to feel nirvana dancing in heaven, kill some time in purgatory, or commiserate with the wicked in hell. Leave your earthly pleasures at the door as divinely devilish entertainment surrounds you. Welcome to the hereafter. Welcome to Club Eternity. DJ and live entertainment throughout the night. Club Eternity will take place from 8 to 1 a.m. Food is served between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. at Patio's, 618 South 7th Street, just a 1 mile walk from the convention center. And free parking is available. For menu info, details, and tickets, go to haashow.com. In other haunt convention news, we have this update from the West Coast Haunters Convention. Are you thinking about going to the West Coast Haunters Convention? Do you know someone who's been? Contact them and get a code that will get you and them $5 off the ticket price. If you sign up before April 8th, you'll also receive a code that you can pass on to your friends to use. Each ticket purchase using that code will get you another $5 off your ticket. Get 10 people to register and your ticket is free. The more people you get, the bigger the prizes, up to $1,000 in cash. Hotel rooms are booking fast, so don't delay. Go to hauntersconvention.com/WCHC/sales-promotions for more details. We have this update from the Mad Monster Party coming to Charlotte, North Carolina. Don't miss the Captain Spaulding photo op at Mad Monster Party 2018. Sid Haig returns to celebrate the 15th anniversary of House of 1,000 Corpses at Mad Monster Party in Charlotte, February 16th through the 18th, with a Captain Spaulding photo op in full makeup and costume. Sid will be with us all weekend, but the photo op is Sunday, February 18th only. The photo op takes place at 10 a.m. before the rest of the show opens. Photo ops are $60 and includes a photo with Sid in Spaulding makeup and clown suit, Sid's autograph on your printed photo free, a free digital copy of your photo op. As always, photos with Sid at his table are free. We wanted to give fans the opportunity to have something extra by offering this unique photo op to all of you. You won't want to miss this. For tickets, hotel, and more info, visit madmonster.com. We got a little haunt news from the Sweet Dreams Scare House in Easley, South Carolina. So you guys can't get enough of Sweet Dreams? Wishing we did a Christmas haunt? Well, you guys can get as excited as we are now, as we're proud to announce Sweet Dreams Valentines. Lots of blood, cool new characters, new hiding spots, and not much lighting. Bring your date out to a trail for Valentine's. It's just too sweet. February 9th, 10th, 14th, 16th, and 17th at 250 Sacco Lowell Road in Easley, South Carolina. More information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/sweetdreamsscarehouse. We have a little film news from the film Fright Night 2 via BloodyDisgusting.com. There's only one thing more terrifying than fighting vampires: becoming one. Released in 1989, Tommy Lee Wallace's Fright Night Part 2 has long been an elusive gem here in the horror world. The film's official DVD release has been out of print for years, leading many to scoop up bootleg copies on the convention scene. While we're still waiting on a new physical release, we're happy to report it's now streaming. Fan Jared Rivet brought this exciting news to our attention, tweeting, "This is not a drill. Fright Night Part 2 is indeed streaming on Amazon Prime. It's in HD and in the proper aspect ratio." In Fright Night 2, Peter Vincent, the great vampire killer, and Charlie Brewster are back in the long-awaited sequel to the box office smash hit Fright Night. And so are the bloodthirsty creatures of the night. This time the suckers want more than blood. They want revenge. Charlie has just met Regine Dandridge, an exotic, heart-stopping beauty with a deadly taste for things warm and red. He can't stop thinking about her, dreaming about her. Not even Charlie's girlfriend Alex nor Peter Vincent can keep him from being mesmerized by her fatally seductive powers. As the irresistible Regine drains the blood from his veins, Charlie is suddenly jolted by the spine-chilling reality that there's only one thing more terrifying than fighting vampires, and that's becoming one. We have some news on a Saw-themed escape room coming to Las Vegas via HorrorBuzz.com. Egan Productions, the fiendish folks who are the masterminds behind Las Vegas' top-ranked haunted attraction Fright Dome, have partnered with Hollywood Film Studio and global content leader Lionsgate to bring to life the world's first immersive escape experience themed after the blockbuster Saw films. That's right, folks. You'll soon have the chance to match wits with the notorious Saw in a real-life, multi-room, fully themed escape game. Will you escape with your life, limbs, or dignity? Who knows? What we do know is this will take guests into the movie like never before. After entering what appears to be an old, abandoned meatpacking plant, guests will be plunged into a world of traps and puzzles where they will need to work together to escape not just a single room, but the twists and turns of an entire building. For more information or to book a visit, visit sawescaperoom.com. We have this news on the Zombie Escape Mud Run at Panic Point in Youngsville, North Carolina. The longest-running mud run in the Triangle is back on April 28th for the ninth time. It's a 5K obstacle course with a twist. Your mission is to slog through 18 muddy obstacles and 4 treacherous zombie-infested zones without losing your health flags. If you've never raced with us, you don't want to miss it. 50,000 gallons of water bring the mud to life. Great food, amazing live music, and the most spirited racers you've ever seen. It's killer cardio, at its finest. This race will train you, challenge you, and bring out your inner conqueror. Get more information at RaleighMudRun.com. We have this news on the cannibalistic horror game The Forest coming to PS4 via DreadCentral.com. The cannibal slasher game The Forest has been seen on Steam Early Access since May 2014, will be making its way to PS4 this year. After surviving a plane crash, The Forest forces you to survive against an onslaught of vicious cannibals in a large, isolated rural area. You'll also be able to engage in tasks such as fishing and fort building, in addition to fighting off crazy psychos who want to eat you. Cannibal movies such as Cannibal Holocaust and The Descent were said to have been inspirations for The Forest, with its development team at End Night Games also having worked on the visual effects of major films, including Tron Legacy and The Amazing Spider-Man 2. The game has now spent over 3 years in early access, with the final version set to finally launch next year, which will also presumably be the version released on PS4. It's certainly been a long time coming, so we'll find out if it was worth the wait. We have this news from the Scare House in Etna, Pennsylvania. The Scare House presents The Basement. Limited number of tickets available for this all-new production of The Basement. Single tickets are $44.99 and include Valentine's Day in the Basement immersive theater experience and after party with interactive characters, live entertainment, beverages, and dessert. The Basement productions may contain high voltage effects, sexual content, very low lighting, tight spaces, strong scents, profanity, moments of complete darkness, water, exposure to electricity, violent situations, and high-impact scares. Not recommended for pregnant women or women or people with heart conditions or respiratory problems, and comfortable shoes are recommended, no heels or sandals. Saved $5 off tickets by using promo code VDAY when you check out online. Hurry, the offer expires February 1st at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. You must be 18 years or older to enter this attraction, have a photo ID, and be willing to sign our waiver. All customers are subjected to metal detector wanding. Please arrive at the Scare House 15 minutes prior to your scheduled time slot. Parking is on Butler Street. There is no shuttle available for this event. Coat rack is available, though. For more information about the basement interactive experience, visit scarehouse.com. We have this news from Bennett's Curse Haunted Attraction in Baltimore, Maryland. Bennett's Curse presents a Valentine's Fear experience. For generations, one of the most recognizable symbols of love has been Cupid, the winged child carrying a bow and a quiver of arrows whose wounds inspired love or passion in every victim. Cupid could be considered as the original matchmaker. However, as with anything pure and good, there is always evil lurking and waiting to corrupt. Cupid, the legendary icon, has met his doom at the hands of a dark entity. An evil spirit released from the underworld has been sent to kill Cupid, replacing him to sow the seeds of discord. But instead of leading people to everlasting love and happiness, the entity would lead love-struck people into relationships full of pain and relentless torment. As another means to dishonor Cupid, the entity would go by his earthly name of the Matchmaker. This year, the legendary Bennett's Curse Haunted House will open its doors for a special two-night event, where in addition to our full cast of chilling characters, you will come face-to-face with the Matchmaker, the malevolent spirit successor to Cupid, along with introducing for this special Valentine's event several other never-before-seen creatures inhabiting the dark halls and passageways of Bennett's Curse, one of America's best and scariest haunted house attractions. Haunted houses are not just for the fall season anymore. Try something different this year with your family and friends or with your special sweetheart and experience your best date night ever at Bennett's Curse Ultimate Valentine's Weekend. And one last thing, the Matchmaker has hidden the rotting corpse of Cupid somewhere inside Bennett's Curse. See if you can find him, and you can win a special Bennett's Curse collectible. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Bennett's Curse. We have this news from the Haunted Schoolhouse in Akron, Ohio. The Haunted Schoolhouse and Lab presents Love Bites, a Valentine's Haunted House. This special event takes place two nights only, the weekend before Valentine's Day, February 9th and 10th. Do something different this Valentine's weekend for a night you are sure not to forget. Love Bites is the perfect place to bring your date or your group of friends and get scared together. Tickets are limited for this special event, so get yours today. Check out more information about this event at their website or their Facebook page, facebook.com/hauntedschoolhouseandlab. We have this update from the Canadian Haunters Association, via Chris Ainsworth. I'm pleased to announce that we have a new chapter president in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Please join me in welcoming our newest 8th chapter president, Via Bonin, to the CHA family. Via and her family have been home haunting for many years. Their home haunt is called the Aubin Hollows. I look forward to seeing all the new home haunters she will be infecting to join the group. Please join her new CHA Manitoba chapter Facebook page for all the latest. Congratulations. We have a little TV news from the show Dark Shadows via BloodyDisgusting.com. The Tim Burton movie isn't free with Prime, but that's okay with us. Depicting the lives, loves, trials, and tribulations of the wealthy Collins family of Collinsport, Maine, where a number of supernatural occurrences take place, the American Gothic television series Dark Shadows aired from June 27, 1966 to April 2, 1971 on ABC. The show ran for 5 years, delivering a staggering 1,225 episodes, and as of now, You can stream every single episode through Amazon Prime US and UK via the Collinsport Historical Society. Quote, this number includes all 26 DVD collections, as well as the six volumes that make up Dark Shadows, The Beginning, the so-called pre-Barnabas years. The series became hugely popular when vampire Barnabas Collins, played by Jonathan Frid, appeared 10 months into its run. Dark Shadows also featured ghosts, werewolves, zombies, man-made monsters, witches, warlocks, time travel, and a parallel universe. A small company of actors played many roles as actors came and went. Some characters were played by more than one actor. Dark Shadows was distinguished by its vividly melodramatic performances, atmospheric interiors, memorable storylines, numerous dramatic plot twists, adventurous music score, broad cosmos of characters, and heroic adventures. We have this news from the Darkness Haunted Attraction in St. Louis. On February 17th, for one night only, this Valentine's Day experience, the bloodiest date you've ever had. Tickets are on sale now and limited to the first 500 guests. Includes zombie laser tag. Get your tickets now at scarefest.fearticket.com or get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/darknesshauntedhouse. And finally, we have an update on the Don't Be a Monster charity auction coming to Transworld. Don't Be a Monster is a national nonprofit that works with haunted attractions throughout the United States to put on free and low-cost bullying prevention assemblies for students. This will be our fourth year putting on our charity auction at Transworld, and we are super excited. Each year, over 100 vendors donate products, services, and gift cards for you to bid on. It's a win-win. You get a great deal, and we get much-needed funding for our program. If you or someone you know is exhibiting at Transworld, we would love for you to consider donating. Donations may be submitted through our donor form at surveymonkey.com/r/DBAM_TW2018. During the show, this page will also feature items that have no bids, great deals, and other exclusive information. Thank you for supporting Don't Be a Monster. And of course, get more information on this very nice charity at don'tbeamonster.org. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, before you know it, it's going to be Valentine's Day weekend. Everybody's thinking about, candy and flowers and going to dinner and movies and all that romantic stuff. Well, you know, there's going to be an awful lot of haunted houses open, so go check out some local haunted houses, because that seems to be the big thing now, opening an off-season haunt. Or if you're anywhere in the Lincoln, Nebraska area and you happen to like vampires, or if you are a vampire, or if you just like dressing up as a vampire, you could go to the 2018 Vampire Ball happening on Saturday, February 17th in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Got your attention? Let's talk about it. I've got the creator, organizer, all-around person who knows everything about it. The lovely Rebecca Rose is with me on the phone in Lincoln. Are you with me?
I am with you. Hi there.
Hey, great to talk to you again. I see you usually at Transworld working the Froggy's Fog booth and, you know, didn't get to catch at HauntCon this year because neither of us went, so hopefully we'll see each other at Transworld. And you also run Eagle Hollow Haunts out there.
I do.
And,
yes.
And ran the Lincoln Zombie Walk for a number of years, which has now become the Vampire Ball. Why move from zombies to vampires? Or have zombies jumped the shark and now vampires are the big thing? Or what was the whole genesis of creating a Vampire Ball?
You know, I think zombies will always be big, especially as long as The Walking Dead is there. And they're just always going to be that cultural phenomenon. They've been around forever. But vampires have been around even longer. So I think even in the early years, I think Jared, my business partner, and I first started talking vampires probably 9 years ago. And then in 2016, our zombie walk after 10 years had kind of run its course. And I think about a month after that, we were talking, and I told him, you know what, we need something creative to do besides the haunt. I'm going to go ahead and launch that vampire thing we were talking about. And so the Vampire Ball by February was a thing.
And how was attendance for your first year?
You know, it was really good on our first year. We originally called it the Valentine's Day Vampire Ball, and we looked at it as a fun alternative to either those people that are kind of over the lovey-dovey Valentine's Day holiday, or for those people that are single and really hate the holiday because it makes them feel lonely. And so we thought this was the perfect alternative to that. It allowed people to dress up, do a masquerade ball, where singles and couples were both welcome. So for being a Tuesday night in the first year, we had a really good turnout.
Excellent. So what are the details for the second annual Vampire Ball? Where is it? When is it? What time? And all that information.
Definitely. It is at the Rococo Theater in downtown Lincoln, Nebraska, which is a gorgeous, older, vintage-type theater. And this year, we kind of really tried to listen to everyone who came last year to see what they liked and what they didn't like. And so this year, we actually have two ticket options, because it'll be the Saturday, February 17th, after Valentine's Day. For those people that are still looking for a romantic way to celebrate the holiday, we have a wonderful three-course dinner along with a show. So they'll get their meal. We have Freakworks Entertainment is putting on a live circus performance. And it's just going to be a wonderful night, so they'll get their dinner. We also have a professional photography booth that will be there to capture all of the moments. And then, and that one is $50 per person, and that includes their meal and the dance that will follow. We'll have a live DJ that will really set the tone for a vampire ball. But then we also have an option. We know there are some people that really aren't up for a romantic dinner. They just really want to be able to get up and really enjoy the vampire atmosphere and dance the night away. So we also have a $15 general admission ticket that starts 3 hours later, but you can still come in and experience all the glamour and the fun of the vampire event.
So for the $50 option, you basically get 3 hours of custom service, three-course meal, the show, and then the doors open for everybody.
Correct. And with that dinner, you also get a reserved booth that you get to maintain for the entire night. And so we're doing really good on booking those. And if you book the booth and then later on another couple, your friends join you, we're able to go ahead and make sure that you're at the same table. And we're doing first come, first serve, but we're assigning the night before. That way we can really make sure if there's just two people that they get a romantic table by themselves. But if there's a larger group that they also get a table that will accommodate them. And then later on in the night when the general public comes in and starts looking for places to sit, they still get to maintain that front row. Nice booth atmosphere.
Oh, very nice. Well, there are costumes required for this? Do you need to go out and buy some fangs or a cape
costumes
or anything like that?
Costumes are definitely not required. We kind of say either formal attire or costumes. It is something that we're kind of trying to veer away from the normal jeans and a t-shirt type of event. We want to give people that excuse to dress up. But the fun thing about vampires is they don't really have a set dress code. So at the same time, we're not going to argue. We also will kind of give you a little bit of a look if you come as a vampire hunter, and you'll probably get a few hisses as you walk by. But it's just really a fun event. We allow the sparkle vampires. We allow more of the warrior vampire. So it's kind of an all things go event.
Wow. Warrior vampires, sparkle. Oh, you're really going to allow sparkle vampires? Come on now.
And you know what? One of the things we really worked on this year, and we're actually just slowly starting to roll it out, is we really wanted to work on our own background of vampire lore. So all of the creators behind it, we have a wonderful group of people, have really come together to create our own background. And one of the big things at last year's event is we had an ancient vampire elder came up that kind of addressed the group that they used to be the ruling class of our vampires, and times have changed, and now it's actually going to be a council of four different clans representing the vampires. And each clan now has their own emblem and kind of their own little short thing that describes kind of their own motto or mission statement. And then as everybody comes in that night, they'll get the opportunity to purchase a temporary tattoo and kind of decide where their allegiance lies with the different clans.
Oh, that sounds fun. How late will this be running?
This will go until midnight.
Oh, wow. So lots of fun there, dancing. Will it be a DJ? Will it be a band? How will that work?
We went ahead and went with a DJ this year. Last year we had a band, and it was a wonderful band. But it's really hard to do cover songs of things that we would consider more of the vampire type music or atmosphere. So that was one of the things that we definitely got feedback from last year, is they wanted it to feel a little bit more like a ball, and they wanted a little bit more of that vampire feel to it. So we sought out a great DJ, and I'm looking really quick to make sure I get his name right. So I will come back with that in just a minute, because I want to make sure I have the right one. But we have a wonderful DJ that will be doing that. We've already kind of started giving him a song list request, and then as we get closer, we'll actually also ask people for their input to make sure that we're kind of covering all of our bases. But we definitely think that's going to add a lot this year.
Sounds like it's going to be just a blast. And, you know, if I don't know if you know this, but how far out were people traveling from wherever to get to Lincoln last year? I mean, were you having people coming in from Iowa or coming in from Oklahoma or what?
Definitely had people from Iowa. I think we had a couple come up from Kansas that we know about for sure. So again, for us, we always, whatever event we're throwing is the event that we've always wanted to be at. And I feel like in our area, masquerade balls are rare, and to be able to theme it as a make-believe, which is kind of what our company Portal Events kind of specializes in. We really want to be the portal into the world of make-believe and throw events that allow especially adults and even kids to really dive into that fantasy world and play along, where everybody at the event is playing along and you're all in it together. So we kind of feel like it's something different. And so it does draw people in from further away. And this year, moving it from a Tuesday night, which was Valentine's Day last year, to a Saturday, will open it up and allow more people to come and attend.
Oh, sure. If this continues to grow, will you hold more of these vampire balls, like, say, one near Halloween or other times of the year, or are you going to keep it around Valentine's?
It'll probably stay around Valentine's Day. And as we launch a little bit more of our backstory, it'll say kind of why our event landed on Valentine's Day and why the vampires kind of claim that holiday. But I'm sure as a fellow haunter, you also realize that September and October are kind of our insane time of the year, where we're completely focused on getting the actors trained in September and then going full-blown haunt mode in our weekends, and everything are spoken for in October and even into November, which is why Valentine's Day is kind of the perfect offset holiday for us.
Absolutely. Let me ask you one quick question. Will Bloody Marys be on the menu?
Absolutely. And the location we're at, the Rococo, works really well with us to do some fun different drinks. And we're actually going to be coming up with a different drink for each of the four clans. And one of the clans is definitely a little bit more geared towards the sparkly vampires. So there will be a virgin blood drink for that clan. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really working on theming it to really bring people into that world of make-believe and to have a little bit of an escape event.
So as long as you're not calling it like Team Edward and Team Bella and
whatever. We are not. And we actually, we've kind of been binging on a lot of vampire movies. And so we found that's kind of what we looked at. We looked at the different types of vampires out there and how best from all of the different movies where they would all fall in. And so we feel like our four clans that we've created are really encompassing and will really kind of fit. Everybody will fall somewhere into one of them.
Well, this sounds fantastic. If I didn't live 1,000 miles away, I'd be making my reservations now. But for people who do live in, you know, Lincoln, Nebraska, or Kansas, or Iowa, or surrounding areas, and you want to come out and have a great night of maybe dinner, freak show, entertainment type stuff, DJ, dancing, all that kind of good fun at the 2008 Vampire Ball at the Rococo Theater, where can they get more information, websites, social medias, and all that information?
Definitely. All of the information is on our website, which is portaleventsne.com, and events is plural. We also have a Facebook page under the same name, Portal Events, and then we have a link there to the Vampire Ball that will give all of the information, how to purchase the tickets, how to do all of those types of things. And then if you're on the Facebook page or the event page, you will also see as we kind of roll out some of the different backstories, and we have some fun things prior to the event to kind of get everyone engaged and prepped for it, get them in the right frame of mind.
Are tickets almost sold out? Do they need to get them tonight, or do you still have a few selling at the door as well?
The dinner ones, if you want to be able to have the full Encompass Valentine's Day type event, those are only pre-purchased so we can make sure that we have the right amount of meals. And those, the sooner you can get locked in, the better your booth reservation is going to be, because we're kind of filling the front into the back. So those are definitely something that sooner rather than later would be good. For the general admission tickets, sooner is always better because it allows us to kind of get that head count, but we will be selling those at the door for those last-minute people that just hear about it and don't want to be left out.
Well, fantastic. Rebecca Rose, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll be looking for you at Transworld. Once again, the Vampire Ball at the Rococo Theater in Lincoln, Nebraska, portaleventsne.com. Check them out there. Check them out on the social medias. Always a pleasure talking to you. And I wish you nothing but success on this.
Thank you so much, Drew. And thank you for the opportunity to be able to reach out and let the haunt world know what we're doing. So
absolutely.
Thank you again for the opportunity.
Who knows? Lincoln, Nebraska could be the vampire capital of the United States at some point in the very near future. Or things like this need to start popping up around. If not, you'll be the trendsetter. Who knows? Once again, portaleventsne.com. Check out the 2018 Vampire Ball coming in Lincoln, Nebraska. So put on your cape, grab your fangs, and prepare to dance the night away. Once again, this is Drew Badger here live on The Big Scary Show, and we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.